Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. This is Barbara Grace Reynolds, and this is the show Get the Answers to Life's Questions. This is a show that is here for you to ask those questions that you've always wondered about your life so that you can see what it is within you that you can change in order to change what you're actually experiencing. You know, everything that happens in our life really comes from what's inside of us. That's why everybody's life is different, because each of us have different beliefs and programmings that are running our lives. And so if you're looking at your life and you're thinking, oh, well, if I only had a better job, if I only had a better whatever it is you're thinking, you are looking outside of yourself when the answers are inside of you. You can't get all that better stuff until you let yourself be better. We have this programming that gets installed when we're born. You know, it starts the moment that we're conceived, because we start getting all of this information, all of these beliefs from our parents, from the people around us. And this continues throughout our lives. It's even happening to you now, but you're more aware of it as you get older. But when you're little and you don't really know what's the best thing to keep and what's the best thing to let go of, you tend to just take it all in. And then you grow up and you look at your life and you wonder why it's going the way it's going. Well, it's because of that programming. It's because of those things that you were taught before you were old enough to even realize whether or not you wanted to be taught those things. And it's not like anyone was out to get you. Your parents were doing the very best that they could. Everybody who interacted with you was doing the very best that they knew to do at that time. So there's no need to blame anybody. Because frankly, blaming people doesn't do you any good. It just keeps you where you are and makes you unhappy. It's time now for us to become consciously aware of what we believe. And then make the choice of whether or not to keep those beliefs. And when you do that, you start opening up your life. You start opening up yourself, your heart. You start opening up to more opportunities, more love, more abundance, more of all of the good stuff. But it is a choice. And there are many, many ways of doing this, and you can Google on the internet and ask about, you know, ways of releasing or whatever name you want to give it. And a lot of them are free, and you can just do it for yourself anytime you want to. The important thing is that you make the choice to actually do it, that you decide that you don't want to be stuck in what you've been taught, and you stop being stuck. And you start taking back your power. We are incredibly powerful. We just don't know it, because that's not part of the programming they put in there. And they did that for a reason, because it's easier to control someone who doesn't believe that they have power. Although you've seen some little children who are beyond control, so you know that that doesn't actually work. But, you know, we do stuff. We do stuff because that's what our parents did, and that's what their parents did, and that's what their parents did. Not because we've actually thought about it and decided that it actually works. With all of the new energy that is coming to the earth, it's time for us to start looking at what we actually believe. It's time for us to start thinking about it and deciding whether or not it actually does work for us. And the more we do that, the more we step into that beautiful power that is within us, the more we experience that incredible freedom and joy, which can be a part of every moment of your existence, if you choose to allow that. So life really is all about choices, and we're not stuck with anything. And even if you look around right now and what you see is all doom and gloom and poverty and lack and all of those wonderful experiences that you've chosen to have, it doesn't mean you have to stay there. It doesn't mean that it has to be like that forever. you can start to change any time you choose. So don't think that it has to be just one way, because it doesn't. You really do have choices in your life, even when you think that there is no choice other than what you have. There are other choices. Now, unfortunately, there's not a magic wand you can wave and just turn your life completely around and have, you know, nothing but abundance in the next few seconds or anything like that, because, frankly, you wouldn't know what to do with it if you had it. And if you're still living all of that old programming, you would just go back to that old way of being. That's why people who suddenly come across all of this money, they win the lottery or they inherit or however they come across it, usually find that after a year, they are back the way they were. Because that programming is still in place. And if you don't let go of that programming and install new software, then you can't expect to have different outcomes. It really is based on what's inside of you, what it is you believe, what it is you were taught, what it is you were programmed to do. And we do really act like little programmed robots sometimes. I've watched people, and it's so funny because I can see it now. I didn't used to be able to see it, but I can see when they are just reacting from their programming. You know, and someone just says something and instantly they have a reaction. And you can tell that they didn't actually think about that, that that was not a conscious choice that they made. They were just reacting. So start to notice those things in yourself. Start to notice what it is that pushes your buttons, because your buttons are your programming. And start making a choice about whether or not you want to react in the way that you've always reacted. The more you become aware and the more you stop just automatically doing those things, the more things in your life can change. And you'll notice that some people will have a real problem with you not responding the way you've always responded, because they won't know how to deal with you, because you're not being the way that you've always been, the way they expect, the way that they predict you will be. You'll also notice that you have expectations and predictions about other people, because you know how to push their buttons too. You may not be consciously pushing them, but there are some people whose buttons you push, and you might actually enjoy pushing their buttons just to see their reaction. We have all of these interesting things that we do that we may not even be aware that we're doing them. But it's time now. It's time for us to become aware. It's time for us to make choices about what we want to experience, how we want to go forth into the world, what we want others to see when they look at us, what we want to experience. And when we take back our power and we become more and more aware and we consciously make those choices, then everything begins to change. And the changes you will notice first will be changes in how you feel, because it is our feelings that determines so much of what we experience in life. If we go around in the state of doom and gloom and, oh my gosh, why is this always happening to me? We are inviting more doom and gloom and, oh my gosh, why is this always happening to me? It's part of that like attracts like. And it's based on how you feel. So if you want to have a different experience of life, change your feelings. Start allowing yourself to be happy. Allow a little joy every now and then. And see how things change, because it changes your perspective. It changes what you allow, what you expect, what you feel. We have this amazing ability to let go of the past, to let go of the programming, to let go of what no longer works, and to start stepping into the truth of who we are, because we are these beautiful, magnificent beings who just have all of this crappy programming, and we don't have to live that anymore. We have choices. So start letting your choices come out. Let yourself make them. Don't be afraid. Sure, sometimes you're going to choose something and it's not going to work, but no big deal. It's just a learning process. It's not the end of the world. Don't be afraid to change, because the fear is part of your own programming. And as long as you're afraid, hey, you're going to stay the way you've been. It is your choice. Let's go to our call from area code 646. Hi.
This is Barbara. Tilina, how you doing?
I'm fine. How are you?
Well, very nice to hear your voice. I'm calling in for a message, and I'll be quiet because I think there's a lot of noise on my end.
Oh, that's okay. I don't hear a lot of noise on your end.
Thank you for being so patient.
So you actually have questions?
I always have questions. You know that.
So ask.
All right. It's the full moon, and it's just. Let me ask, if I may, what you see coming up for career. As always, I'm doing a lot of different things and, working to finance it and to keep going with everything I'm doing.
So have you been looking at your programming to see what's in your way?
I don't know that I've been looking at the programming as much as I'm just not buying into any old stuff and just feeling that, okay, this is going to work, you know, rather than getting into, oh, I don't have, and than putting in myself in a space of doing.
Right.
Mm.
Okay. Let's see what they want to say about that.
Okay.
Beloved one, you know that we are with you and that we love you so very much. And you do have so much potential. But sometimes you just get so busy, so scattered, that you don't actually make a decision about what it is you really want. We'd like for you to pick, let's say the top three things that you'd like to accomplish. And focus on those. And make a list of everything else and tuck the list away. And when you finish with those three, then you can move down the list. We want you to start putting more of your energy into just a few things instead of so many things. We know that you are capable of doing an incredible amount of stuff. We've seen you do it. But we want you to actually see results. And you'll see more results if you just pick a few and focus on those. So let yourself let go. And you don't have to do it all in every single moment. What's most important to you? And make sure that that is what you put your focus on. Does this help you, dear?
I feel a little bit more focused, but sometimes I do spread it out way too thin.
Yeah. We all do that.
Okay. And, it's such a powerful full moon today, tomorrow. I want to soak in the energy and meditate and, I don't know, put out my desires and see what happens. you know, with the universe for the highest and best.
And that's wonderful. That's an absolutely wonderful way to spend your time. So do you want to do a little clearing right now?
Oh, yeah, that'd be great.
I know, I always have to twist your arm to get you to say yes. I did used to have to twist your arm. Do you remember that?
I don't think you know, not much arm twisting here.
Okay. So let's see what it is they want us to clear. Okay. So when you look at your life and you look at what's happening in your life, you can see that a lot of the things that have been going on have been based on that programming. That programming that doesn't actually bring you what you desire. So are you willing now to completely and totally let go of the known and unknown programming that gets in the way of your happiness, your joy, and your abundance?
Yes.
Good, bad, right, wrong, all nine, pot, pock, shorts, boys, and beyond. Deep, deep breath. And let it go. And sometimes it just seems so incredibly overwhelming. It's like you're always fighting this dragon. And no matter how many times you poke it with fear, the dragon just won't die. Are you willing now to completely, totally let go of the whole idea that fighting the dragon is the only way of eliminating the dragon?
Yeah.
Good, bad, right, wrong, all nine, pod, pock, shorts, boys, and beyond. Deep, deep breath. Let it go. So are you willing now to completely and totally release the beliefs that have the dragon appear in your life to begin with? Whether you know about them or not, they are there and they are bringing forth this beautiful dragon. And if you don't want the dragon, are you willing to let go of the whole idea that you need to have the dragon?
I wouldn't mind having the dragon as a friend, but not as an enemy. But yeah, I mean, I'm willing to let go of these blocks. And anything I perceive as blocks or things I have to fight for to get to where I'd like to be.
Okay. Good, bad, right, wrong, all nine, pod, pock, shorts, boys, and beyond. Deep, deep breath. And are you willing to allow your life to flow with grace and ease? To let go of the whole that it has to be difficult, that it has to be an incredible challenge, that you have to prove yourself in every moment. Are you willing to just let it flow?
Oh, I am. I really am.
Okay. Good, bad, right, wrong, all nine, pod, fox, shorts, boys, and beyond. Deep, deep breath. And let that go. Let's see, what else do they want you to let go of? So when you look at different situations and different people in your life, you find mm-hmm. that you have expectations that come up. Are you willing to let go of the whole idea that you need to have expectations, that anything ever needs to be the way you expect it?
Yes.
That's a biggie for you. Okay.
Yeah.
Good, bad, right, wrong, all nine, pop, box, shorts, boys, and beyond. Deep, deep, deep breath. And blow it out hard. So are you willing to accept the fact that things can be even better than you have ever expect it if you don't expect?
Yes. That's just a hard one to get my head around. And yeah, I mean, I want to understand that, get it, believe it. Yeah.
Okay. Good, bad, right, wrong, all nine, pod, pock, shorts, boys, and beyond. Deep, deep breath. and let it go. And are you willing to allow yourself to look at situations, people, and all of that stuff without judgment? To just see it and go, that's interesting. And to just let it be.
Yes.
Good, bad, right, wrong, all nine, pot, pock, shorts, boys, and beyond. Deep, deep breath. And let it go. And are you willing to release and completely let go of any of the false beliefs that you have about money? Anything like money is dangerous, or I don't know how to manage money, or I can't really have money because I'm such a failure when it comes to money. Are you willing to completely and totally wipe out any known or unknown negative beliefs that you have about money?
Oh, yeah. Yes, yes, yes.
Good, bad, right, wrong, all nine, pot, pock, shorts, boys, and beyond. Deep, deep breath. And let it go. I'm going to do that one again. Good, bad, right, wrong, all nine, pot, pock, shorts, boys, and beyond. Deep, deep breath. And let it go. And one more time. Good, bad, right, wrong, all nine, pot, pock, shorts, boys, and beyond. Deep, deep breath. And let it go. Okay. How do you feel?
Peaceful.
Good.
Peaceful. All right.
So you're ready to go forth and conquer one or two things.
Yes, yes. Like getting a website up. That's been a biggie, and it's, you can't believe this. I'm about to get on the subway, and I'm going several places today, but this I've had the URL now for 13, 14 years, and it's always been for Mother Earth, but it's had different incarnations, and it's never gotten up, and so it's really interesting, and it's the time now with the present incarnation, and it's interesting situation, you know.
Mhm.
Yeah.
So you're willing to just let that flow now?
I am.
Okay.
For the highest.
No more fighting.
Best. Yeah, I'm so tired of fighting.
Well, good. Don't do it anymore.
All right. Well, here I go into the subway, and lots of love. Thank you.
You're welcome, sweetheart. And have a wonderful, fabulous, miraculous day.
Thank you. You too.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Life really is wonderful. It really is, and we have all of these beliefs and limitations about life and what's possible and all of that stuff. It's just the programming that's always getting in our way, and when we let that go, we can start seeing the beauty, the wonder, and the majesty of life. Oh, take a deep breath on that one. Okay, we have a question in the chat room, so let's see. I had an interview a few weeks ago, and I thought it went great. I have kind of given up on this interview, but I haven't heard back from the lady. Do you see another opportunity on the horizon? Will I get a call back from the interview? Okay, let's see what they want to say about that. You have some fears around this whole interview, this whole process. They're showing me that there's lots of little squiggly worm things. little fears about that stuff. So let's do some clearing around that so that no matter how it comes out, you will be okay. And that way you are opening it up so that it actually has the freedom to come out the way that you might want it to. because right now you've got all those little wiggly things that are in the way, and they're blocking what it is you actually want to experience. Okay, so just type yes when I ask the question, and we will go from there. Are you willing now to completely and totally surrender? Surrender the need to know, the need to have it come out a particular way, the need to be able to control life. And apparently that's one of those big squiggly things there. So, yes, okay. Good, bad, right, wrong, all nine, podpox, shorts, boys, and beyond. Deep, deep breath. And let it go. And are you willing now to completely and totally let go of the fear that it's not going to turn out right? And also the whole belief that you know what right is, because your idea of right is so based in those fears that you really don't have any idea of what's actually right for you. Are you willing to let all that go? Yes, okay. Good, bad, right, wrong, all nine, podpox, shorts, boys, and beyond. Deep, deep, deep breath. And blow it out hard. Are you willing now to completely and totally allow yourself to trust? To trust that you are being guided to what is for your best. To trust that you are being provided for. To trust that you don't ever need to worry. That's a nice yes. Okay. Good, bad, right, wrong, all nine, podpox, shorts, boys, and beyond. Deep, deep breath. And let it go. And are you willing completely and totally wipe out the programming that said that you have to be a certain way, that things have to be a certain way, that you have to feel a certain way, that it cannot happen in certain ways, that it can only happen in other ways? All of that programming that dictates how your life is allowed to be, and none of it is actually true. Are you willing now to completely and totally let go of all of the known and unknown programming that keeps you from truly living? Yeah, okay, good. Good, bad, right, wrong, all nine, podpox, shorts, boys, and beyond. Deep, deep breath. And let it go. And are you willing to just be you? To allow your life to unfold in each moment and to live in that moment, not worrying about the past, not anticipating the future, just living in the now and recognizing that in the now, everything really is okay. Yeah, okay, good. Good, bad, right, wrong, all nine, podpox, shorts, boys, and beyond. Deep, deep breath. And let it go. Okay, so I want you to think about that whole interview and all of the questions and all of that stuff that you were saying before and see how it feels now. And type it in and let me know. And while I'm waiting for that, I will move on to the caller from area code 216. Let me click you. Hi, who's this?
Hi, Barbara. This is Deborah. It's so funny. I was just saying hi to you on Facebook because I saw your green dot. And then I said to myself, I said, oh, I should probably ask her, when is her show airing live? And then when you didn't respond, I went over to your Facebook page, and there was the link to the Blog Talk show.
Wonderful. Well, I'm so glad to hear from you. It's been ages. How are you?
I'm doing well. I kind of, well, it feels as if my question. I don't know if it's more or less a question or just a validation. I just, it's kind of similar to the last, what you said to the last caller. I have this feeling, it just, of dread whenever I just try to tell myself to just be happy or satisfied or okay with the fact that the situation I'm experiencing in my life right now is one of using a chair and not walking and having everything I need to do be done for me. And so, as soon as I said to myself, okay, I'm just going to accept that and just live with that thought, I was okay for a few minutes, and then I became overwhelmingly depressed. And then when I woke up this morning, I said, I just really can't do that. I said, I'm just going to, if nothing else, just be grateful every day for the for all the years that I had everything exactly the way I wanted when I didn't realize that it was exactly the way I wanted it to be, and all those things I had to be grateful for. And then the second half of the day, be grateful for the things I am still able to do, regardless of how short or long the list is. I just wanted to know, in the scheme of things, would that make sense? Would that be of any benefit? Would that help me at all? Or should I just try to keep working on just being grateful that I'm in a wheelchair and can't walk and have all these other issues going on and just be, I don't know how to just be happy with what's going on because it's not what I want and it doesn't leave me feeling happy, especially when I remember all the things that I used to be able to do. And then I thought, okay, well, don't focus on that, but there's so little that I'm actually able to do. When I try to look at that list, it's not long enough to even sustain me to have a positive thought for longer than even 5 minutes.
Okay.
Was that confusing?
That was completely and totally clearly confusing. No, I'm just kidding. So are you willing to really look at this, to really find out what it is that's at the base of the dread?
Yes.
Okay, so I'm going to ask you the same question over and over, and every time you're going to give me an answer, and it's actually going to take us deeper.
Okay,
so the question is, what does it matter that you feel this dread?
What does it matter? I don't know, because I want to feel good. And whenever I think about the question on the left, I feel the dread when I try to just say, okay, I'll accept that I can't walk and can't do a whole lot for myself. That's when the dread comes up.
So what does it matter that you can't walk and you can't do a lot for yourself?
What does it matter?
Yeah.
It leaves me feeling very frustrated because it means I have to be extremely more patient than I've ever had to be in my entire life, waiting on other people to do things not the way I want it done, but the way they want to do it, even if it isn't pleasing or helpful to me at all.
So what does it matter that you get frustrated?
That it doesn't feel good.
What does it matter that it doesn't feel good?
What does it matter?
Mm-hmm.
Because I like feeling good. I like to feel good. I don't like being in pain or discomfort. It's not fun. It doesn't feel good. And it makes the days and nights last a whole lot longer.
What does it matter that you like to feel good?
What does it Because it's more fun to feel good than to not feel good.
What does it matter that it's more fun?
Because that's what I prefer.
What does it matter that that's what you prefer?
As far as I got, I don't know.
Oh, we're almost there. Okay,
because that's the whole goal, is it? I mean, to feel good, have fun, and to be able to enjoy yourself. I've spent the first half of my life being miserable and depressed and unhappy, and I don't want to spend whatever time I have left being depressed and unhappy.
So what does it matter if you're depressed and unhappy?
Because it doesn't feel good.
I know, it seems like we're going in a circle, but this is actually taking you to where you need to go. So what does it matter that it doesn't feel good?
Because I don't want to constantly be reminded of how the first half of my life was. Being like my birth mother, being unhappy, being miserable. I don't want that.
So what does it matter if you were like her?
Because I feel like that would be the worst. That would be the absolute worst thing.
And what does it matter if that's the absolute worst thing?
Because that's not who I want to be. I want to be the good person that I know God intended me to be. And I don't know what he intended for her to be, but it's almost as if she just gave in to the negative and gave in to all the bad stuff and didn't try to be better. And that's just not who I'm willing to just allow myself to just be some horrible bad person without even trying to be better.
Okay, so you can see that the sense of dread that you feel is based in the fact that you don't want to be like her. And you are afraid that you are like her. And you're not willing to accept that there might be even just one little tiny part of you that's like her. So you can't feel good because part of you actually believes that you are like her.
Well, I don't really feel as if I'm similar to her. I feel that if I don't put forth effort, then I would be like her. I feel that if I don't make attempts to try, and on a day-to-day basis, I don't always know what to do to try to even make anything better, and that's the part that scares me. What scares me is the not trying. It's not so much that if I didn't try, then I would be exactly like her. And that's the part that, on a day-to-day basis, I need to know something that I can do, something that I can be, think, or do, because that will always make me better, or in my mind. Because I never saw her to do anything to be better than what she was. She did the things she wanted to do, but she didn't do anything that was going to make life easier or better for us as her children, or to be kind, or to be loving, not even so much as a hug.
Okay, so you've never really accepted her, and you still haven't.
I accept that this is the way that she is. But as she gets older, the last time I had contact with her was 3 years ago when she expressed to me that. Finally, that she was my birth mother, even though I knew it because it was on paper, but it was the first time she actually said it from her mouth.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just the things that she says and continues to do, it's her behavior, it's the same types of behavior that she exhibited when we were children. She would tell falsehoods, she would accuse us of things that weren't true, she showing up on our doorsteps without, calling to say she was coming.
Right.
Saying she wanted to just live with us, even though there was no communication about her living with us or anyone. I mean, she did it to several of my siblings, and it was just, and nobody really wants to be bothered because she hasn't made any attempts to change her behavior or even try to be a nice or kind or a loving human being that you'd want to be around.
Okay, so...
I'm at the point where I accept that that's just who she is. She's never going to try and be better. She's never going to be better, and I accept that. So I even honored her request for me not to contact her. So I've had no contact with her for 3 years. I accept the fact that she's my birth mother, and that's just who she is. She's an unkind, bitter person that I refuse to be I refuse to be anything like her in personality or deed.
Well, part of the thing that I'm being shown is that you are seeing her behavior as her. And we do that and we think of a person as their behavior, but the person is not actually their behavior. The behavior is based on, let's say, the behavior is their software, and the person is a computer. Well, you know that a computer is not its software. The software works with the computer, but the computer is a computer whether or not it has any particular software.
And I understand she's not her behavior. I just know that her behavior is all that's all I have to go on.
I realize that
she's a child of God and all of that, but she's a really unpleasant child of God who is liable to open her mouth and say anything out of it that you just, no one, not only, not that you couldn't handle it, but why live with someone who spews out hate and that kind of moral perpitude for when you don't have to?
No, you don't have to have her in your life. What they want you to get is that there is a difference, and you are, part of you is not actually allowing that difference. You know that she's a child of God. You know that that's true. And as a child of God, she's filled with love and beauty and all of the beautiful attributes of God. But when you think of her, you don't think of the child of God. You think of that software, that programming that you've seen over and over and that you don't like. And that I can understand completely why you don't like it, because I wouldn't want to be around that either. But that is what you see when you think of her. They want you to separate the two, to see the programming as just programming. Yes, she has chosen to live that programming. That's absolutely fine. That's her choice. There's absolutely nothing wrong with that. That's just her choice. She is that beautiful child of God, and that is the being that you are connected with through love. That love is there. And so when you are accepting her, you are accepting that beautiful child of God. You're not accepting that programming. That programming is not something you want to deal with, and you can just shove it off to the side and be done with it. But accepting her means accepting her, the real her. And when you do that, then you can accept the real you. And you can accept even the parts of you that might be like that programming, because you got some of that programming because she raised you. So some of that programming is in you, but it's not you.
Probably very little, because she didn't raise me. I only lived with her for 2 years out of my whole life. Thank God. I can only be grateful for that.
Okay.
I lived with her from 8 to 9 and then from 9 to 10 with a break in between. So no, she didn't actually raise me.
Okay, but she still had an impact on you.
I'd say she had a little. She had a little bit of influence, not really an impact.
Mm-hmm. We'd probably be surprised, actually, at how much impact even someone we only saw for 5 minutes can actually have on us. So, but the point is that she's not her programming. You are not your programming. She's more, and so are you. And when you understand that and accept that and just forgive that programming, then you don't have to dread your own life. You also don't have to see yourself as being dependent on everybody else or vulnerable or, you know, whatever it is that you see when you think of you, because then you can see the truth of you. You can see the love of you. And know that this is all just an incredible adventure, and you signed up to experience whatever you signed up to experience because that was what you wanted to experience, and that's all it means.
You're saying that I signed up somewhere before I came to Earth to have the experience of first half of my life is walking and being independent, the second half of my life with a disability?
Sure, we all sign up for everything we go through.
I've heard different people who are psychics or mediums or whatever say that, but I don't know. I've tried to digest that one. I just find that really difficult to believe. I've heard that.
And I can understand that.
No sense to me.
Part of the reason why it doesn't make sense to us is because while we're going through this experience, we take everything personally. We think, you know, I wouldn't personally want to do this, but we agree to do things for higher reasons than just that personality part of us. Does that make any sense at all?
I suppose.
Well, you know that we, our programming is very limiting, very judgmental, very restrictive. And so if we're looking at life through our programming, then we're seeing life with all of these limitations, with all of these judgments, with all of these restrictions. And we can't see past that because our programming, it doesn't want us to see past that, frankly, because if we saw past that, then we would realize we didn't need the programming. And so the programming does what it has to do in order to keep itself in place. But the real you, the beautiful being of love and light that you are, is not your body. It's not your programming. It's not any of the stuff that you've taken to be you. That's actually not you. It's just a game you're playing. The real you knows that you are beautiful, that you are love, that you are experiencing this just for the fun of it, even though the programming does not see any fun in any of this. So you have to get to the point where you can see the more of you in order for things to make sense. Does that make sense?
Yeah, that does. It does.
So when you are experiencing the dread or the frustration or any of those things that you're experiencing, that is the programming. And that's there to keep you from realizing you. But it's not real. And it's never going to be real unless you believe that it's real.
Well, I don't know. I just,
I know it's a lot to wrap your mind around.
It is. It's just that, like I said, the only time I feel the dread is when I'm trying to get myself to just accept, okay, that this is just the way it is, you know, dealing with the disability and not being able to walk and not being able to use my hands and now having other issues going on, you know, that I didn't ask for. And I mean, and that's the same. I mean, that means that anybody that's ever healed from something, you know, then maybe they, I mean, I guess that's my conundrum, because I've seen people heal from stuff that had cancer and they've healed from things. But what if they just turned around and said, you know what, I just accepted I have cancer, and then just died? So I don't know that I should necessarily just accept that this is where I am, that maybe if I believed that I, you know, that I were healing, healthy, whole, and complete, that would reverse all of this. I think that's the reason why every time I try to say to myself, well, this is just the way it is, and this is how it's going to be, I'm just going to accept that I'm disabled and nothing else is going to happen, I think that's why the dread comes up. And I think that a reason why I bounce back when I start to say, well, you know, no, I don't accept that. I don't accept that that's the way it is, and that, you know what, that I can heal from this. Regardless of if everything on the outside of me is showing me something different, you know, with the nerve issues and the cubitus pressure sore on my foot, that they're now trying to tell me that they don't think it'll ever heal because of I'm not getting blood to my feet and all of that. And it's just, if people can heal from cancer, then I don't see why I can't heal from this. And it's not cancer. It was a spinal cord injury. It's a, yeah, it's an ulcer on my foot, and it's nerve damage. But I'm just saying I'm not any different than anybody else that have, people have healed from heart disease, cancer, all kinds of stuff. And I just feel if they can heal from that, then I can heal from this. And I just, I really, and I always seem to end up finding myself talking to people who believe the opposite of that, or trying to convince me that that just isn't so, and that this is just what you have to accept, that this is just where you are. But I don't accept that. And maybe that's how people end up healing from stuff, because they don't accept what the doctors or their friends are telling them, and they believe that they're going to heal. And that's why it happens, because they change their beliefs.
Well, one of the problems with the not accepting that the way that you are doing it is that you are fighting it. And the more you fight it, the more power you actually give to what you're fighting. When I tell someone to accept something, I'm not saying to accept it and just lie down and let it happen. I'm saying to accept that, okay, in this moment, this is the way it is. But that doesn't mean anything. So the acceptance is not a sentence or a death sentence or however you might want to see it. It's not saying, okay, I accept and I give up, so I know my life isn't going to get any better. It's saying that I accept that this, in this moment, this is how my life is. But that doesn't mean anything. You can also have a preference for how your life is or how your life is going to be. So when you accept, it's not giving up on life. It's giving up on the need to fight life, because you don't need to fight life. You can accept the fact that in this moment, this is how I am, and it doesn't mean anything. You take the pressure off yourself. You take the pressure off the situation. You take the pressure off everything. And you just allow yourself to be. Did that make sense?
Yes, it did.
Okay. You see, we all have things in our lives that we don't particularly like for whatever reason. And, you know, you think about your life and what you're going through, and for you that's really personal, and you think that this is really bad. And anybody else might have something that you would look at and think, well, that's no big deal. I don't know why they have a problem with that. But for them, that's what they see is really big. It's really bad. And when they accept it, then they can just see it. Then you can just, you know, say the issue was you weighed 600 pounds. You could just look at yourself, and you could look at all of you in all of your glory and say, well, this is just how I am right now. And I accept this. And once you do that, then you have more choices. Then you can choose to change your eating habits if you want to do that. And if you don't want to do that, you don't have to do that. When you are looking at everything and judging it and seeing, you know, this is bad and I've got to do something about this and I've got to fight this, and then you are taking away your freedom. You are restricting your life. You are restricting your experiences. And that's not what you want to do. So that's the kind of acceptance that gives you freedom to change. Then you can say, I would prefer to be able to walk. But whether I can or can't, I'm going to be happy. That's freedom.
Hello?
Yeah.
cut off. I heard that's, all I heard was that's, and then the sentence didn't, I didn't hear the end of the sentence.
Oh, that's freedom.
Oh, okay.
Because then you have a preference. And then you can go with whatever happens as far as that preference. Right now, your software is giving you addictive demands. It's saying it has to be this way. And if it's not this way, it cannot be any other way. That is restricting your life. That is restricting everything in your life. When you make it a preference, when you say, I would prefer to be able to walk, but I'm going to be happy. That's your freedom. And that gives you the freedom to experience miracles. The addictive commands do not bring you miracles. They don't allow it. There's no room for it. Having a preference gives you the freedom.
The freedom to do what?
Anything you want. To be happy in any moment. For no reason at all. Just because you choose to be happy.
All right.
So, did any of that help?
I think so. I'll know in, you know, as time goes on. I mean, right now,
right.
I have it on an intellectual level. I think it'll take a little time for it to seep down further, in just being honest. But I think we always get things there, or at least from, no, I should say, let me take that back. I tend to get things initially on an intellectual level. And over time,
right.
it flows from there. I definitely, if I don't grasp what you're saying initially, then I guess it goes nowhere. But that's always a good start for me.
Well, that makes perfectly good sense. And you know that if you have any questions, well, you can ask them. I mean, I'll be more than happy to help you in any way I can. Yeah, let yourself sit with it for a little while and just see. And I imagine there will be several questions that pop up. They're showing me all these little, what is that silly game where you hit those things with that little hammer thing? They're showing me those popping up.
Oh, yeah, I think they're at the fair, the little gophers that pop up and you hit them with the mallet.
Yes, that.
Yeah. So are you on every Friday?
I'm on every Tuesday and Friday.
Oh, yeah, twice?
At 11 o'clock Central.
Okay. Wow, I didn't know that. So I have twice a week to catch you, so if I have other questions.
And you can also, you know, ask questions on Facebook, and I'll get back with you.
Okay. Well, thank you very much. Just put me back in the queue because I'm listening to the show via my telephone.
Okay.
All right. Well, thank you very much.
Well, thank you for calling and being such a wonderful example for other people.
Good. So that, yeah, because if you're doing better than that, you're doing good.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay. Well, we're almost out of time. Oh, that was wonderful. And let's make sure that I got every question. Let's see. You know, when we are dealing with a situation and it's very frustrating for us and it feels very overwhelming, and sometimes we just need to take a minute and just stop and breathe. Because when we do that, we get out of that addictive programming that's always running our lives and making us into these, you know, little robots going around. That someone pushes your button, you respond, push the button, response, push the button, response. And you can start noticing what it is you're feeling, what it is you actually want to experience in your life. And you don't have to be ruled by those addictions. And that's something that's available for everybody. So really look at your life and decide what it is you want to experience, not what you're stuck with. I will be back on Tuesday. I hope everyone has a fabulous holiday weekend. And thank you so much for listening. Bye-bye, everybody.